Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. I am very, very excited for our first guest today. We are going to go all the way to New Zealand, and we are looking forward to the International Sportsman's Expo. By the way, that will be January the 12th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center, and we'll give you more details on that, and we are going to be giving away some tickets for that as well. But let's go to the phones. We've got Jim Gibson with us from New Zealand Safaris. Jim, how are you today?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Scott.
Well, it is great to have you with us. And I tell you, I have always thought about New Zealand. And looking at your website, which, by the way, is NewZealandSafaris.com, I am ready to get there. But it may be next year before I can do it, just time and budget a little bit. But I am looking forward to it. And we are certainly looking forward to having you here in Denver at the International Sportsman's Expo. But we can talk about that a little bit later in our segment. So tell us just a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in having New Zealand Safaris.
Oh, well, Scott, like probably many of your listeners, you know, pretty, it'd be fair to say I'm a pretty avid hunter. And, well, kind of, it's a bit of a funny story, but I grew up hunting here and, you know, since a young fella. And to be honest, Scott, I saw a lot of my buddies getting married and they weren't allowed to go hunting with me. You know, and we'd be out eggs and deer and, you know, all sorts of things. So I thought, you know what, I want to keep hunting. I love hunting. I love being out in those hills and the, you know, the comradeship and that. And so I thought, guiding, you know, and I didn't know anything about it. So I kind of did a bit of an apprenticeship, you know, long story short, did a bit of an apprenticeship. And 10 years later, you know, I own New Zealand Safaris now. So that's sort of how I got into it, Scott. So
wow.
I'm still out there hunting, all right.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about, you know, when people come over here for the first time, what are some of the things that you hear from clients just about being in New Zealand and in Zealand and hunting with you when they're over there for the first time?
Well, you know, Scott, I mean, the game, you know, because they're so different than many people have hunted, is obviously, for the hunters in particular, is a big thing. But what also is very important in New Zealand is our scenery and the people, you know. It's a real different lifestyle down here, Scott, especially in the South Island. And a lot of comments that I get, you know, New Zealand's like the US was back in sort of the 1970s sort of thing, which, you know, I kind of take that as a compliment. It's a pretty, you know, relaxed lifestyle down here and that. So it's everything, including the game. You know, the people are pretty easygoing and the scenery is pretty amazing. You know, we've got glaciers. You know, you can see glaciers 20 minutes from the lodge here.
Wow.
So it's pretty. And not a lot of travel time, Scott. You know, like all my hunting around here in the area, the furthest you travel from the lodge is about 40 minutes. So, you know, you're not sort of spending a lot of time traveling. And then, you know, you got properties that they can have red stag, you know, down in the river valleys and tar up a bit higher. So when you're hunting, you're not typically just sort of seeing one animal. You know, potentially you could
sure.
see, you know, two. So it's quite neat, you know. So it's the whole thing combined, you know, that people really enjoy, and I enjoy the people, and it's that whole experience, I believe.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, our guest is Jim Gibson. New Zealand Safaris is the company. NewZealandSafaris.com is their website. Once again, you can meet Jim at the 2017 International Sportsman's Expo. Their booth will be 2946. We'll be there as well with our Sportsman of Colorado booth, and we are looking forward to having Jim there. Now, what, I guess the red stag seems to be what, you know, had caught my eye just looking at your website and different things. But talk about some of the other species over there that people love to come over and hunt with you.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, the red stag is probably, from a hunting perspective, what New Zealand's really famous for. But not too far behind it, especially for New Zealand safaris, is the bull tar. You know, an amazing animal. Originally, they were from, well, they still are from the Himalayas in Nepal, and they were gifted to New Zealand back in the 1800s. So the bull tar is probably not far behind the red stag. And then you've got your alpine chamois, your fallow bucks, your ram, your goat. Then you've got your Indian sika, sika, and rusa deer. Your wallaby, your small varmints, your ducks, you know, your geese. We have got whitetail and elk here also. So there's quite, you know, there's quite a diverse range of game that a lot of people are quite surprised just how many animals we have here, including birds.
Right. Now, how do you work out, is it best for people just, of course, we hope everyone will come and see you here in Denver at the International Sportsman's Expo, but if people contact you through your website, newzealandsafaris.com, do they just kind of give you an idea of the different game they want to hunt, and then you just kind of work out those packages on an individual basis?
Yeah, that's right, Scott. You know, everyone's different and like to do different things, and that's the neat part about it. So,
sure.
You know, it's a matter communicating, and I personally handle it all myself, and I like to also give my clients a call, and we just work through, you know, it comes down to three things, I think. It's obviously the budget that you can allow, you know, that the animals that you'd like to hunt, and how many days that would you like to hunt, and also a lot of people go sightseeing after the hunt, so I just work through what each person wants to do, and bringing their wives and their kids, and you know, and we just work through it and tailor that hunt to each individual sort of group or people.
Well, that's a great way to do it, that you're flexible like that, because like I say, everybody is different on what they want to do. Some people may want to hunt a few days, then sightsee a few days, and so it's great to be able to do that. Now, what about, you know, I think people always, I just think of all the things people ask me when we've hunted over in different countries and all about getting the trophies back and, you know, if they want to get them mounted and different things like that. So what do you suggest? I mean, do you suggest doing taxidermy work over there and getting it shipped back, or how do you go about that?
Look, Scott, that's, again, personal preference. I would say probably 70 to 80% of my clients get it expedited back to their, you know, own town or their own taxidermist they have.
Okay.
To be honest, I probably think it is cheaper. So the process of that over here is, you know, after we've shot the animal, you know, and taken photos and that, we skin out the animal. I then put it in the freezer and tag it. And once we've finished that hunt, I head down the road to the taxidermist who's only 30 minutes away. And then from there, he takes the client's details, he salts the skins and dries them, crates them and sends them back to the US. So from the time the animal's shot to the time it arrives, it's usually about 3 months. So it's a pretty quick turnaround.
Wow.
As far as expedited. Yeah.
Okay, great. Again, if you're just joining us, our guest is Jim Gibson, New Zealand Safaris. You can check out their website at newzealandsafaris.com. Again, he will be at the International Sportsman's Expo here in Denver, January 12th through the 15th, and that's booth number 2946. And I'll tell you what, you know, certainly not going to lock Jim into anything, but if you'll mention you heard him on our show, I promise you he'll do something a little extra special for you. Now, what caliber of rifle do you recommend? I mean, do you have kind of a minimum caliber because you don't know the range you're shooting? Or let's talk about the firearm a little bit and then transporting it over there too.
Okay, Scott, I'll start with the transportation. Really easy to get firearms into New Zealand. The only thing that we're not allowed to bring into New Zealand are pistols and military-style weapons.
Okay.
But the rest, no problem at all. So I'll send you out the online hunting form to fill out, and you just fill that out, you know, on the computer. Send it sort of about 2 or 3 weeks before you come over. You bring $25 with you. You'll get into customs in typically Auckland, hand over the $25. The police there will have a quick talk to you, and that's it. And on the way out with your firearm, they don't check your gun at all. So it's really easy, you know, bringing firearms in compared to the rest of the world. As far as caliber, Scott, you know, what I tell a lot of clients is what do you shoot best?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
If you want to bring that one you like shooting, you know, I'd rather you bring one you're comfortable with rather than one that's got a lot of recoil and you just don't know, you know.
Yep, I've seen that.
To be honest, you know, when you start talking stag and tar, you know, they're pretty big animals. You know, you're kind of talking similar to that of a, you know, an elk and a mountain goat, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, caliber-wise, you know, everyone's got their own favourite caliber, Scott, and you know, personally, I've got my own firearms here. A lot of clients that are travelling don't like to bring their own gun, so I've got a couple of 7mm Magnums.
Yeah.
I think they're a great caliber on the bigger game. I've also got smaller guns for, you know, your smaller game, but, I mean, that 7mm Mag is a really nice caliber to use. And the good thing over here, Scott, is we can buy suppressors over the counter. So I have a lot of my guns suppressed, and that means that really quiet. There's no noise travel down the valley when that gunshot goes off. You know, animals don't get as spooky, and that recoil, you know, my daughter, who's 9 years old, can shoot that 7mm Magnum, and wives and other kids can shoot it. So that's the beauty about, you know, those suppressors. They're just really nice to use. So
no, I tell you, I just hunted with one the first time just a few weeks ago. We did a hog hunt down in Texas, and I had a 308 with a suppressor, and I'm telling you, it is amazing. And so hopefully with our election going the way it did, our suppressors will be a little bit easier to get here too.
Yeah, I hear you, Scott. That's right. No, they're really good to use. Look, in caliber, whatever you feel comfortable with, you know, you probably want something around, you know, 6.5 or bigger.
Sure.
But you know what, Scott, whatever you shoot best, mate.
Right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to try to do this one more time with you, Jim, before you come here. But we're certainly going to be promoting your appearance here in Denver for the International Sportsman's Expo. And we will look forward to seeing you there. And then really looking forward to getting over there and hunting with you as well.
Hey, that's great, Scott. And I appreciate you giving me time to talk. And I look forward to meeting all the hunters there coming to the Sportsman Expo. And, you know, sitting down and talking about what's important to their hunt.
Absolutely. This is Jim Gibson, New Zealand Safaris. Check out their website, newzealandsafaris.com. Again, the International Sportsman's Expo, they will have a booth there. That's January 12th through the 15th. That booth number is 2946. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Have you been in a car wreck? Hurt by the fault of another? Is the insurance company frustrating you? Hi, I'm Kevin Flesh, and my firm, Flesh Law, can help you. Please call me at 303-806-8886. Flesh Law has been helping those affected by accidents for over 20 years. Flesh Law has the experience to help you. We offer a free consultation, and we only get paid when you get your money. Flesh Law will do everything we can to maximize your claim. Find us on the web at Flesh Law Firm, that's FLESCH lawfirm.com. Or call us, 303-806-8886. I'm Kevin Flesh, and I'll help you get the compensation you deserve. Stop worrying and let us fight for you.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. If you're looking for a genuine hunting, professional outfitting, high-quality game, and great food and accommodations, I highly recommend New Zealand Safaris. Come and meet Jim Gibson at the 2017 International Sportsman's Expo, January 12th through the 15th. New Zealand Safaris booth is number 2946, and Jim would love to see you there. Check out their website, newzealandsafaris.com. Again, that's newzealandsafaris.com.
Your life outdoors starts at the International Sportsman's Expo, coming January 12th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Get $3 off coupons at O'Reilly Auto Parts, Cabela's, and wherever fishing and hunting licenses are sold. Go to sportsexpos.com for store locations and show information. Your life outdoors starts at the ISE. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 12th to 15th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have in studio John Orvis. John is the owner of Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. Once again, they're located at 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia, 720-468-0050. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And be sure and check out our new website, Sportsman. And that's M-A-N on Sportsman, sportsmanofcolorado.com. A lot of great new sponsors you will see on there, and all of those will go straight to their website. You just click on those banners that you see for our sponsors, and that will take you directly to their website. On our bragging gallery, we've done something a little bit different where you can upload your own photos of those. Now, those still come to us, and then we approve them just to make sure no crazy things happen on the website, but so when you post them and they don't show up, don't worry about it. We will look through those and make sure it's the good content that we're looking for, and then we will get those on our bragging gallery. Well, I've never had an interview take me 3 years to get, but today it has taken me about 3 years to get this gentleman in studio with us. Very busy guy. And one of our first sponsors that came with us to really help us do our show, and as most of you know, most of our sponsors are kind of that mom-and-pop shops, family-owned and operated, and that's what we look for, just to help everybody continue to do what they love, just like we're getting to do what we love here on our show, Sportsman of Colorado. But you've heard ads on Haystack Help Radio as well as Sportsman of Colorado here for a few years now for Rampart Firearms, and glad to welcome in studio John Orvis. John, how are you, sir?
Doing good. Thanks for having me,
man,
Scott.
Man, I feel like I need a video camera. Finally got you here, and
yeah.
Most have been your fault, but a couple have been my fault, so we're even. I'm glad you're here.
We are. Glad I finally was able to get down here and get a chance to come in studio, chat with you a little bit, make up for the past 3 years.
Exactly.
It's not that I've been blowing you off. I've just been extremely busy.
No, you have. And, you know, going up to Sedalia lot, our church has a camp up 67, so we're up by that road all the time. And there was a store there for a long time, just sold knickknacks and all kinds of things, mostly for women. So it was great to see the word firearms on a sign there. And so walked in and met you several years ago. So tell us just a little bit about yourself. And then, boy, you're doing everything every guy would love to do, and that's own a firearm store. But it's not all glory, just like radio is certainly not either. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So it's interesting. My background is actually one of technology. I spent about 25 years in my previous life, if you will, doing IT, security, infrastructure, that sort of thing. I've always had an interest in firearms ever since I pretty much could walk. My mom always encouraged, you know, me to kind of chase after the things that drove me, because those would be the things that I'd be passionate about and they'd be the most successful in. Mm-hmm. So I like to think the first half was kind of around technology, and I decided, I kind of found a breaking point in that career, to retire away from that and actually step into the firearms industry, which, as you say, yeah, that is kind of the dream of a lot of guys. For me, I was kind of caught up in the moment and didn't even necessarily realize that right. It was actually happening. It started off as something I did sort of simultaneous with the previous career, and then very quickly, it just took over my entire life. It really became part of who we are, part of my entire family, and really opened us up to an amazing community, you know, an amazing customer base, amazing community support. It's been fantastic. So we've been going at it strong in the store now, going on 3 years, right. And that's been... you know, it seems like you blink and it's gone. But at the same time, yeah, it's been an amazing experience. So for us, you know, we really focus on that customer experience. Mm-hmm. you know, I'm not somebody who started off in this world as a used car salesman. I'm not somebody who ever started off in retail.
Right.
So for me, it's really when I'm dealing with a customer, it's just a conversation like what we're having here today.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, what we hear too, and this is what's been great for us too, is first of all, to walk in and ask a question and get an educated answer is a good thing.
Yep.
So many times in some of the larger box stores, and there's some good people that work in those, so this isn't a blanket statement that nobody knows what they're talking about, but there's a lot that don't.
Yeah.
They're working in one department, and all of a sudden a guy calls in sick, so they're bringing a guy from archery over to guns, and the guy may not even be a gun guy at all.
Right.
And so it is great to have a store that you can walk in, get help, and get that neighborhood feel, too, because you feel like you are supporting the community and supporting, and you do, and we're going to touch on that, too, but, I mean, you do a lot of things in the community to help, too. But talk a little bit about your staff and, and some of the background of some of those folks as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we've got kind of a varied group of folks that work at the store, one of which major support, really couldn't do without her, my wife, Vicky. She is the manager of the store. Really provides a critical insight into an area of the customer base that sometimes guys have a trouble breaking into, and that is that female audience, mm-hmm. and getting that customer to feel comfortable knowing that, hey, this is a safe place to come to have a conversation. You're not going to feel intimidated. You're not going to be talked down to. You're going to be treated as an equal, which you are, whether you're just getting in or just showing interest or whether you're a seasoned veteran. That's been huge. We've had a lot of ladies who come in and say, hey, we really appreciate being able to come in and have someone, who is a shooter, who is actively involved in the shooting industry, and by the way, she sells guns.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been kind of a really cool experience. And it's helped us kind of cater our store there as well. I mean, when it comes to concealing a firearm, for example, guys have so many options,
yep.
But when it comes to the ladies, because typically they tend to dress a little bit, more form-fitting or different types of fashion in such a varied fashion that the same holster doesn't always work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to have that conversation, and they need to be able to talk to somebody who can say, hey, I can relate, I can try to relate, but you come in, you deal with Vicky, she's going to be able to help you out, whether it's to put you into a concealed carry purse, talk about different concealed carry options, or just, different methods to be able to approach a firearm, that sort of thing. It's a very different experience from what I have personally witnessed at a lot of other retail establishments.
Right. And you get concealed carry, and we'll talk about that a little bit, because a lot of times people ask, here at the station, just being out, they'll go, thinking about getting my wife a concealed carry, or even myself, and what's the best concealed carry weapon? I mean, you get that all the time,
We do.
And it's like, well, you got to figure that out. What best fits your hand? What are you most comfortable shooting and all that? Because it doesn't matter what can be the best 45 on the market.
Yes.
If you can't handle that.
Yeah, I always tell people, if it doesn't fit your hand in the store, it's not going to get any better when you go out on the range. Mm-hmm. We always get people say, I want to go out and shoot, 10 different guns to decide. And that's great. But at the same time, there's a lot you can do at the counter before you make that approach to go test out different firearms. Does it fit your hand when you raise it up? Do the sights naturally level? Or are you having to compensate with the front sight, raise it up and down, that kind of thing? If you find that you are bringing that firearm up and everything is feeling good in your hand, the sights are lining up, put it on the list as one that you're going to take out to the range.
Right.
Chances are you're going to find that that's probably going to be a pretty good one for you.
Right. So. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with John Orvis. John is the owner of Rampart Firearms in Sedalia, located at 4064 Douglas Avenue. And great store. And again, family owned and operated. You will find friendly service there. Knowledgeable people, as we just talked about. Their number is 720-468-0050. 720-468-0050. And if you're right on, if you know where 67 is off of Santa Fe, there's a post office there. And they're actually just right across the street from that post office. Again, that's at 4064 Douglas Avenue. And right now, of course, we're into fall, but hours are basically 10 to 7?
Yeah, we've switched over to a new year-round schedule just to remove some of the confusion. We are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday,
okay.
Closed on Sundays.
Good. So everybody needs that day of rest.
I didn't realize. We went almost 3 years where we were 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how burned out everybody was kind of getting. And that's one thing I don't want to do in this industry. I don't want to get that burned out, you know. So, yeah, having that day of rest is huge.
You know, and this is a shopping world now. All of us can go online real quick, find out what guns go for, what they're selling for, all kinds of things. But I want to say this, I think you guys are extremely fair in the way that you price things. I mean, you know, I'll go out to Tanner Gun Show once in a while. Dude, there's not very rarely a deal there. What I see is a bunch of old guys sitting around with their stuff their wife wants them to get rid of, and so they mark it for $4,000. Nope, honey, didn't sell it, you know. But you won't, I mean, I'm not saying there's not ever deals out there, and I'm certainly enjoy going to the Tanner Gun Show. But I'm just telling you, to have, you know, and you guys, I walked in the other day, I bet you there was 40 Smith & Wesson cases that they were opening, putting in new guns. So you guys have some buying power, even as a small, what would be termed a small store.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys got some buying power. So what I'm saying is, don't just think that, you know, the big box stores are going to be the best deal. You've got to check out, you know, a good neighborhood store again.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And it's interesting that you kind of bring that up, because we do tend to limit our inventory because of space constraints. But we do try to make sure that the more popular items, we always have some good back stock on. Whether you're wanting maybe a model that's got a safety and doesn't have a safety, we try to keep several of each option, so that, you know, if you are looking for one specifically, you're not waiting. Although it is important to note, most of our orders, like handguns, for example, we can typically have those next business day. Long guns are usually 2 days. But another big element that comes along with it in our price structure, which, as you mentioned, you know, we do have good pricing. A lot of that's based because we're almost more of a volume store than we are a margin store. You know, it's different, because most mom and pop shops, they sit down and they focus on, hey, we need to sell X number of items so that we can get enough margin to keep the lights on. You know, I've kind of hit it from this sort of 10% blanket, where everything's got a 10% margin on it, and as a result, we sell a lot more volume, and we make we do make our margins there.
Sure.
The other big one is, and this is probably one of the only things that you're ever going to really see that really sets us apart beyond everything else, and I think it's probably our crown jewel, is we guarantee everything we sell. I don't care if it's new. I don't care if it's used. If it's in my store and we sell it to you, it's covered. Okay, there's no explicit written terms, but it's the kind of thing where if you come back to me, you said, hey, I picked up this shotgun, maybe it was used, I fired off 50 shots, and now I'm having a problem with it, feed. You know, I've got a gunsmith in-house, we're going to fix that. You're not going to pay anything for that. I'm not going to tell you it was a used gun. I don't care if it was 4 years ago or 5 years ago that we sold it to you.
Right.
It's covered. And the same thing with new. You know, an interesting angle, I had a customer who was going round and round with one of the manufacturers trying to get his firearm repaired. And he came in and explained the story to me, of course, after jumping through several hoops of sending it back to the manufacturer and everything. And as I told him, I said, I'll replace it. You bought it here. I'll replace it here right at the counter. I will take care of them. I buy guns from these guys all day long.
Right.
Okay. I call them and say, I need this replaced. Out of professional courtesy, they replace it. They don't even ask me any questions. So I can extend that to my customer. And they know that I extend that to my customer, and they completely support that. So I think it's a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely. John Orvez is our guest. Rampart Firearms is the company. Guns, ammo, hunting, tactical, personal defense. You got it all. Your one-stop shop. 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. Their number is 720-468-0050. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
What if it was possible to train your body how to burn excess fat through natural homeopathic means? Dr. Julie Marchial uses a time-tested protocol to unlock unnecessary fat stores in your body, converting fat into energy so you can experience permanent weight loss. Because this remarkable method targets only your bad fat, leaving vital stores of necessary fat untouched, your body will begin to experience balance in a new and healthier way. As Dr. Julie leads you through her unique weight loss program, your brain will gradually relearn what it means to feel full and to feel hungry. You will find many of your old cravings simply disappear. Call Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Center today to find out how KLZ hosts John Rush, Scott Whatley, and Dan Muir put their bodies to work for them with unbelievable results. Call 303-343-8800. That's 303-343-8800. Or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
Did you know that about 46% of U.S. households have a dog and 39% have a cat? Studies show that 90% of people treat pets as family members. That's why I chose Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. This is Scott Whatley. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, or grooming, the team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. And with the holidays approaching, I highly recommend their boarding services. Hey, our golden retriever, Roxy Whatley, loves it there. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Or visit LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus Gold Star member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
This is Scott Whatley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 60. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050. Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Glad to welcome in studio John Orvez. John is the owner of Rampart Firearms. Your one-stop shop, really, I'm telling you, for all your firearm needs, they can help you with just about anything. And, you know, if you don't see something while you're in there shopping, they can even help you in ordering most things. And, again, we kind of talked about this in a previous segment with John, but, you know, I have found them to be very, very fair prices. I mean, hey, you got a building you got to pay for. You got lots you got to pay for. They want to make a couple of bucks, but I'm telling you, great, great values. And, John, really, I guess we can say, you know, you'll kind of look at everything with an open mind. If someone's looking to, you know, of course, buy something, sell something, trade something, I mean, and a lot of stores aren't like that, so that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it is a little bit different. You know, it's we get a lot of customers who come in, and maybe they've made a purchase in the past, and they thought that it was the right firearm for them, and they went out and fired it and determined they don't care for it. They want to come in and upgrade or possibly just get into something different. You know, we do offer that. It's something, if you want to bring us something to trade, we can do that. We can consign it, or we can just buy it outright or trade it across. It doesn't need to be traded necessarily for something in store. We can order you something. Right. You know, that's a huge one. There's always people who come into the store, and I've never really understood why this is, but it seems to be the majority. They'll come in and say, well, I know you won't trade a used gun towards a new gun. You know, I'll trade any quality working firearm towards any quality working firearm. I don't care if it's new or used.
Right.
So if you bring something in, yeah, we'll definitely give you a fair deal. And we'll go ahead and get whatever it is that you're looking for. And if we don't have it in store, we'll get it ordered. Most handguns are overnight. So right. It's not like you're going to be waiting forever. We can actually tell you when we expect it. I know a lot of big box stores, they're kind of constrained by that corporate rule that maybe they can't quote to the customer when it's coming in. Maybe it has to go through a purchasing agent, that kind of thing, before they can get it. I can give you real-time live, you know, results and say, hey, it's going to be in here tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Sure. A lot of ammo, too.
Yes.
I mean, and I'm telling you, you got some great deals. I mean, there was a while, you know, for a while, but 22 shells, a two. I mean, of course, everything was just nuts. But I mean, now, man, I walked in the day and I can't remember the exact pricing, but you had some 22 shells on sale for a smoking deal.
We did. We're actually selling it by the case. So you're talking 2,500 rounds, Remington Golden Bullets, $224.99. That's a pretty outstanding deal, and I've actually got a pretty good amount of it. Right. You know, as we get 22 ammo in, we always try to put it out at a fair price. We often ask that if you don't need it, you know, that you don't necessarily run out and buy everything off our shelves. We do kind of try to limit that. If we get a feeling that you're reselling it or scalping it, we'll generally shut you down pretty quick.
Right.
But yeah, 22 ammo is something that we started with the store. When we opened the retail establishment, you know, we couldn't really get it. Mm-hmm. And it was so frustrating because I had 4-H kids that were coming in saying, hey, do you have 22? We can't find it. Our entire shooting program is at jeopardy because we can't find ammunition. And then I had customers coming in laughing about how they had 50,000 rounds. So I actually put an ammo can on the counter and I put up a sign. And I said, okay, if you've got 50,000 rounds at home, how about you throw 500 rounds or 1,000 rounds into this can? I'll freely give it to the 4-H so that way they can continue operating.
Oh, cool.
That's our shooters of tomorrow. Yeah. You know, we often have this mentality that, you know, mine, we got to make sure that everything, that I've got all the ammo I need, 1,000 rounds or 5,000 rounds for each gun. Well, to me, I want to make sure we've got shooters beyond just this generation and into the next. And I want those young shooters to know that this generation, we've got your back. We're going to take care of you. We're going to, you know, make sure that not only that you have those skills, but that you actually have the ammunition and the firearms.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so that was huge.
You bring up a good point there. With kids, sometimes, you know, I'll meet people and we'll be talking about guns. And I say, man, you ought to get your concealed carry and all that. Oh, we could never have a gun in the house. We have kids.
Yeah.
You get that a lot.
Yep.
What do you say to people like that? And again, sometimes we're never going to convince them that, you know, of how to go about that. But I mean, as far as, you know, again, and we've said this millions of times, the guns aren't the bad thing.
Right.
Okay. But how do you go about maybe educating someone? Maybe it's the housewife, whatever, by herself, but still got a couple of kids at home.
Yep. That's a scenario we actually see quite often. We first try to understand and gauge kind of their level of comfort as well as what they consider safe. We have some folks who come in and they've got the impression that if a firearm has a safety selector on it, that if that selector is in the safe position, that the firearm is completely safe and the kids can't do anything with it. When we hear something like that, you know, it is our moral obligation to make sure that they're up to speed. That firearm needs to be secure. You know, you don't want it easily accessible to kids. But most importantly, because kids are really creative. I mean, you know, you like the pill bottles that they have that you can't get into, but you give them to a kid, they pop them right open for you.
And we can't get them open.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's really something. And for us, the way we counter that is through direct education. You want those kids to be familiar with firearms. You don't want them to be mystified. You certainly do not want Hollywood to be the one who's instructing and teaching your children on proper and safe handling of firearms, because it is not taught. You know, it's something that you have to go out and actively find either an instructor, or I really recommend groups like the 4-H, because you're not just sending your kid off and letting them go. You're going with them. You know, when they're done with that program, not only are they going to be proficient, they're going to have a hunter safety card. You're probably going to have a hunter safety card. You probably went through it with them.
Sure.
And it's going to be a moment they're going to look back at and say, wow, this was a great experience. As a kid, I got to go out and learn a lot about firearms and really demystify them. Now, suddenly, when your child is out in the world and you're not there to watch them and they encounter a firearm, they really do know, hey, that is a firearm. Do not touch that. Find an adult. You know, it's something that just changes the dynamic versus, oh, what is that? Let's play with that.
Right.
You know, so that's probably been the hardest part. We get a lot of folks that say, well, my kids will never even know what's in the house. It'll be hidden. I got news for you. That's not the case.
Yeah.
they know something's in the house, and if they stumble on it, that's not the time that you want them to be trying to figure out what is this and what do I do with it.
No, exactly. So. Again, John Orvez is our guest. Rampart Farms is the company. They're located at 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. Their number is 720-468-0050. Maybe you are, you know, again, you've got some guns maybe that you don't use anymore. Again, if you're just joining us, you know, John offers, of course, a straight buyout, but also a consignment. And you got to understand, and I'll say this for John, on a straight buyout, he doesn't know if he'll have that gun a day or a year, okay? So will you probably walk out with a little bit more money doing it the consignment way? I think that's a fair thing to say.
Yeah, typically you will on a consignment, but again, it depends on
the condition and what it is.
Yeah, and the hurry that you're in. Some folks, they don't want to wait.
Yeah.
They just want to put it down and be done with it.
Right. So. Where do you see all the tactical things now? It seems like we've gone through this big AR craze of just all kinds of things. Where's all the tactical things? Is it slowing down a little bit? Or
well, what we've seen is a little bit of a shift. You know, we're not this super big, huge tactical store. You go into a lot of gun stores, and it's just a wall, a sea of black rifles. You know, right. We've got some black rifles, but we balance it. We've really seen a shift from that AR craze of even the higher end ARs shifting down to kind of the more entry level ARs. We've noticed, for example, we sell AR-15 starting around $649, you know, quality names, Smith & Wesson, DPMS, that sort of thing. We've seen people kind of gravitate towards that realm. And of course, the AR lowers is another realm that we're mm-hmm. seeing. People coming in saying, I want to buy five or six lowers, which unfortunately at the moment I don't have. I'm trying to get more, but the whole country is after those because they're under the impression that down the road, these items could be banned, you know, and there are times I wish people would put as much energy into our political system as they do preparing for what may potentially
right.
be banned.
Sure.
You can actually preemptively do something with your vote mm-hmm. versus trying to plan in your basement. Because honestly, if you have all these items and they do become banned, it's not like it's going to do you any good. It's too late at that point.
Right, right.
So
let's touch a little bit. We got a couple minutes left in this segment on our political, you know, a few debates are past us now, and choices are probably not what a lot of us would want. But yep. I can tell you just from hopefully from our Second Amendment, our guns, all of that stuff, I think you got to go with Trump.
Yeah, I would completely agree. I don't believe that Hillary is the best direction, you know, for our future. One of the things that our store prides itself on is being honest and having integrity. And these are areas that I have serious concerns with some of the choices on the ticket this year. I do believe that Trump, although he has his own set of flaws and issues, I do think he's going to be the better choice mm-hmm. of the two. Personally, I think he's going to win. I think that it's going to be the average Joe that brings him into office. And I think, you know, people are looking for something a little bit different versus the not only the past 8 years, but just the past 30 or 40 years of
right.
of politics. It's
sure.
been business as usual. If anything else, Trump is something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for me, that's going to be enough.
Absolutely. So. What I like about the store is, too, it's kind of like you got to come in at least once a week, once every 10 days, because you never know what you're going to see there. It's not just your traditional. You walk in a box store, it pretty much looks the same every time you walk in.
Right.
You never know what's going to be up on a rack.
Yeah.
I mean, I've walked in there before, and some guy walks in a couple of cases, gun case, throws stuff on the counter, and you're like, whoa, you know? I mean, you just never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, you don't. And that's a huge one. We get people who bring in this is a common one we see. They'll bring in two or three guns. I think they're feeling us out. We'll work a deal with them. Maybe we make a buy. Maybe we consign. And they'll say those words, those magical words that we hear. Well, I've got quite a few other firearms I'm looking to part with as well. Now, when they tend to come back, it's usually we got to go outside with multiple people to bring everything in.
Sure.
Often we'll bring in 30, 40, 50 guns in a single day. You know, and yet that isn't common for a small store.
Right.
You know, and we quickly sort through. We determine what we can sell in store, what we do online. You know, we do auctions on GunBroker, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, it is cool.
Great. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, my name is Scott Watley. John Orvez, our guest from Rampart Firearms. Get out and see him. Let him know you heard him here on Sportsman of Colorado. Located right off Highway 67 there in Santa Fe at 4064 Douglas Avenue. Their number 720-468-0050. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few other things with John in our last segment here. Still a little bit more on the personal defense side, but also, you know, the transfer and private sales and making sure you understand the laws on that and what's needed for there and how John can help you there. So stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Your life outdoors starts at the International Sportsman's Expo, coming January 12th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Colorado loves the outdoors, and ISC has you covered. Find everything you need, the newest gear, tips from the experts, and fantastic destinations. Discover your next adventure here in Colorado and around the world. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 12th to 15th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. John Oravez from Rampart Firearms joins us. 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. Once again, their number, 720-468-0050. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Again, really, truly, your one-stop shop for your firearm needs and a great selection of ammo as well. And a lot of times, if John doesn't have it in the store, he can tell you maybe when it's due in as well as, you know, John, you can order pretty much anything we want as well.
Yep, pretty much. I mean, whether it's a specific optic that you're looking for, a specific type of ammo, maybe a specific grain, you go down to the big box store and they carry everyone but the one that you want. You know, I've got access to literally millions of items through about a dozen distributors that we use. So we'll take the time, we'll go find it for you, we'll get it in the store, so that way you've got a regular supplier.
Right, great. Now, let's talk a little bit about the transfer in private sales. You know, it used to be, I mean, I grew up in Texas. Hey, Bob, you want to buy the shotgun? Yeah, here's $300. You take the shotgun. Not like that anymore.
Yeah.
So kind of explain the law of what's happening now, and then talk about how you handle that and the fees.
Yeah, absolutely. So the transfer of a sale in Colorado, you know, when you transfer a firearm, if it is not a curio and relic, meaning if it's basically newer than 50 years old, it is required by Colorado state law that you go through a federally licensed dealer to facilitate the transfer. That often scares a lot of people off because they think it, you know, it's too difficult to facilitate getting your buyer seller in the same spot. So some folks have continued on just transferring it privately. I guess a word of warning I would give you is if you do that, and that something happens to that firearm, maybe you sell it to a good friend of yours, you've known him your whole life, you know he's fine, he's not going to do anything, but he puts it in his truck, it got stolen out of his truck, mm-hmm. and that firearm is used in a crime, you can actually be held civilly liable for that. So, you know, for the investment of going to do the transfer, it really eases your peace of mind. And we offer it for $20. That includes the background fee. You know, and again, for listeners of your show who mentioned Sportsman of Colorado, we do it for 10,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that covers everything.
Okay.
So to me, it's also a safe place. I don't mind
sure,
if you
yeah.
want to come into the store. We're all armed. If you want to come into the store with a guy you just met online, you're not sure if the deal is legit or what the deal is. You know, we don't have a problem with and you looking at your firearm at our counter, doing your deal, doing the money transaction right there in store. That's fine. If you want me to give you an opinion on the firearm, maybe look at it, check the bore, give you my opinion.
Is it a fair deal?
Is it it a fair deal. Yeah. No problem. You know?
It's kind of like, you know, you go buy a used car, and we push this on our Haystack Help program. You go buy a used car, go take it to a mechanic and check it out first before you buy it.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yep. That's pretty much what you've got here. Yeah. And then you're washing your hands of all that civil liability that could potentially come along with it and losing your gun rights. You know, there's multiple layers to the law of penalty. For $20 to be able to have a place to go to get a fair, honest deal,
right.
Hard to find a better value.
Absolutely. Now, another cool thing you offer is suppressors and all that kind of cool stuff, which that's automatically a cool thing. And, you know, I wanted to explain a little bit, even from my own knowledge, a little bit with a, because sometimes you'll see things class two, class three, different things like that. So
yeah.
Kind of walk us through some of those definitions and then.
Sure.
What
so
you guys are.
We'll try to briefly, you know, demystify it a little bit. Class three, you hear people talk about class three weapons. Class three is actually a type of special occupational taxpayer. It's an old IRS code that determines if somebody is a dealer of firearms that are what are known as Title II, meaning short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, suppressors, machine guns, that kind of thing. So what we are, we're a Class III dealer. Now, we also hold a second license. It's a Class II manufacturer. We are hoping to kind of get into that world more with helping people to build some custom rifles and shotguns, that sort of thing. But the Class III world, to get into those items, often people are confused by just the plethora of paperwork and rules and trusts and what's the best choice. And, you know, that's one area where we actually really also excel, because on my webpage, rampartfirearms.com, you will find a little picture of a $200 tax stamp. If you click on that, you will be freely given a copy of our gun trust. You pretty much do a find and replace in there with your information, maybe a spouse and children. It will completely establish your gun trust. Now, it does need to be notarized.
Right.
We actually offer that. At no cost. So you're getting your trust, which some places charge upwards of $1,000 or more. That's free. Notary, we provide that as well. That's free. And then coming in and ordering the item and understanding how the paperwork is filled out. With the new Executive Order 41P, for example, there's fingerprints required for responsible parties. Well, what's a responsible party? You know, we'll help you figure that out. We'll make sure that we'll demystify it to where we can say, hey, you and your wife both need to go down, get fingerprints, get, you know, photographs from a store, like a passport photo type of thing. Bring that back to us along with the trust. We'll take it from here. You know, we'll guide you through the process. And everyone turns around and they say, well, I don't really need those things. Those things don't apply to me. I don't want a machine gun. Okay, maybe you don't, or maybe you do. But things like suppressors, to me, that's just courtesy. You know, I fire firearms at my home, and I can tell you, my neighbors don't know that I'm doing it.
Right.
You know, I've got a suppressor on there. And that not only is it better from protecting my hearing,
yeah.
It lowers the neighborhood's concern. I'm shooting into a completely safe backstop. I'm practicing mm-hmm. all the good, solid safety rules. But they don't know that.
Right.
They hear somebody shooting. It's disruptive. It's annoying. I mean, I own a gun store, and I am annoyed when people shoot in my neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's annoying all day long hearing that banging. So, you know, a suppressor is definitely something that you're going to want to look into. If you've ever been thinking about one, I'm telling you, there's never been a better time.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you never know.
You never know what it's
gonna
do. Yeah.
Right. And as far as... when people get into wanting to, I'm thinking about all the different estate sales we talked about and different things like that. Sometimes people, I've seen them take a gun and maybe try to refinish it,
yeah.
redo things to it. What's your advice with things like that?
Yeah, we do. We see folks that do kind of the homebrewed Cerakote or bluing or those sorts of things. One thing we offer, we don't Cerakote or Duracoat, but we do work with some partners, and we can direct you, depending on the firearm that you have, to one of our partners. Again, guaranteeing their work as well. When it comes to bluing, that is something that we actually do offer. So typically for a couple $100, you can turn that old hunting rifle that you've had, maybe it's a family heirloom, back into something that's really, really nice. Get it blued. We also can refinish the stocks. You know, we've seen a lot of kind of, they're almost borderline butcher jobs where people try to go in there and restore a
right,
stock.
Right.
You know, and we do. We've got master stocksmiths that we work with that can bring that luster back out and properly do it in such a way that you're not totally destroying the value of the firearm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a professional refinish.
Right.
You know, we also have done a lot of fire damage. You know, we've done quite a bit of those where people have guns in a safe. The safe is rated for, you know, 2,000 degrees or whatever. Hey, that's great. When there's a raging fire, it cooks everything inside that safe.
Mm-hmm.
Your stocks turn charred. Your finish on your bluing goes away. You can bring that into the store. We'll give you an honest look at it. We'll tell you mechanically if it's safe, what it's going to take to repair, if it's recoverable. and we'll actually be able to perform the complete restoration for you.
Right.
So.
Okay, cool. And again, this we're talking about all the different, you know, firearms and ammo, but also, let's say you're just running by, you need some targets. They've got great range bags. You know, I'm seeing a lot of different cases for different weapons in there. So talk about some of the stuff on the other side there.
Yeah, absolutely. The other side of the room, which most people say, is it okay to go in there? We're working on making that a little bit more open and to rearrange that. But yeah, we do. We have the second side of our store, which does mostly handle accessories, cleaning supplies, targets, that sort of thing, range bags. When we go out and we select a company that we're going to work with. For example, we selected AMS as kind of one of our primary stocked exclusive range bags, and as well as rifle cases, that sort of thing. Those are all American made. They're not only American made, they're Colorado made, right in Longmont. And that has been really, really huge. The other thing is they're actually very affordable. I mean, mm-hmm. they've got the Chinese imports on the run. I can think of nothing better than going down, plopping down your hard-earned money to buy a product that was made right here in our own backyard.
Right.
You know, and if I could, I'd have everything in my store made locally. But there's only so many companies, and you know, not all of them are local. So that's a huge one. Targets, we do everything from paper targets to the, you know, little spinning resetting targets, right. to the ball targets that you shoot, the self-healing mm-hmm. targets, which is a personal favorite. If you have not tried one of those, you need to go out to Rampart Firearms, we'll sell you one. Get one of these little targets. They sit on the ground, you shoot it with your gun, it goes zipping across the ground, and you can try to hit it when it's moving, you can wait for it to stop, whatever, but it is a game changer,
right.
when you're shooting at something like that. And they're typically rated for 1,000 plus direct hits.
Yep.
So you're going to get your value's worth. They're like $15,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yep.
So,
again, John Orvez is our guest, Rampart Firearms. Check out their website, rampartfirearms.com. They're located at 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. If you're familiar with that area, right off Santa Fe and Highway 67, right across from the post office there. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The number is 720-468-0050. Again, 720-468-0050. Again, we mentioned this earlier in our segment. If you're just joining us, if you've got some firearms that maybe you're not using anymore, or you want to sell, and we can even use the term estate sale, whatever, you can call John. He can come out and take a look at those, depending on the number of that you have out there. If you don't want to bring 100 rifles into the store, but also, of course, you can bring those to the store and they can take a look at them. And again, you can reach him at 720-468-0050. So where do you see? You've got about 2 minutes left here. Where do you see the whole firearm industry going? Because there are some companies buying some other ones out, doing a lot of different things like that. But, and you know, and I think sometimes people, you, I always like to say, spend as much money as you can afford on a good weapon. Because you know what? I mean, there's some different levels with Weatherby. I'm a big Weatherby guy, as you know, okay? But there's some different levels of Weatherby, and just like with anything else. But you got to find a gun that fits you good and that you enjoy shooting and all that. But where do you see the firearm industry going?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, because I don't know that any of us know the answer, of course, with the pending election. Depending on how things go, I think we could see probably one of the largest threats that we've ever experienced in this industry, and that is, you know, the complete loss of our Second Amendment right, all the way back to the other side of loosening of regulations, mm-hmm. things like suppressors suddenly not being considered Title II. It's an over-the-counter purchase type of thing. So it really could go either way. I hope it leans more towards more liberty, more freedom. I think when you start going that other direction, you really only do have criminals that are armed.
Sure.
And you know, and then it also turns law-abiding folks, like our customers who come in, law-abiding individuals suddenly are starting talking about, well, if they ban that, I'm just going to hide it in my basement and not tell anybody. So you're making more criminals.
Right.
That does not make any sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think people do. They need to be engaged. They need to go out and, yeah, vote. Talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really get people's opinions. And if you've got that friend that's maybe on the edge, take them out shooting. You know, if they're kind of thinking about, well, I don't really get all politically involved, I don't really care if we have a Second Amendment or not, take them out shooting. Let them know what it means to you. Connect that issue to somebody that they value and to something that person values in their life.
Right.
And that tends to bring it back home. So.
Well, great. Well, John, our time is up for today. Hey, 1 hour out of 3 years, not bad.
But not too bad.
We'll do it again. Absolutely. Yes. Thanks for joining us today for Sportsman of Colorado. Again, John Orvez has been our guest today. RampartFirearms.com, 4064 Douglas Avenue in Sedalia. Give them a call, 720-468-0050. Better yet, stop by. Tell them you heard them on Sportsman of Colorado. Check out the store, a great store. Again, family-owned and operated. I promise you, you'll get great help. Friendly service, and again, a store I like to stop by, man, once a week or so, because you never know what you're going to find there. But thanks for joining us today. Again, that number, 720-468-0050. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Have a great day.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.